Well, for some of us, feeling like we have the brain of a worm is a particularly common experience. But new research has shown that our brains may actually have evolved from those of worms, making the origins of the nervous system much older than we previously thought. Vertebrates like us, people with a backbone, are very similar to insects and worms in a funny way, in that we evolved from the same ancestor. But our nervous systems are different, and we're thought to have developed after we split from worms. But new research from the European Molecular Biology Laboratory in Heidelberg now suggests that the last common ancestor of vertebrates, insects and worms already had a centralised nervous system similar to that found in us today. Now, the last common ancestor we shared with worms and insects was a little simple creature called Urbilateria. And since then, vertebrates have developed a nervous system with a brain and a spinal cord that runs down our backs, while worms and insects have this sort of rope ladder-like arrangement running down their belly. So how did these systems spring from one ancestor, this Urbilateria, and what did Urbilateria's nervous system look like? Well, to answer this, the researchers have been studying a really simple kind of sea worm called Platinaris dumerilii, or something like that.
You don't know your marine biology, do you?
What is it?
Actually, I don't know.
She isn't there either. Platinarius can be thought of as a kind of living fossil because it still lives in the same sort of environment as the last common ancestors we had, so that's Urbilateria. And the worm also has a very prototype invertebrate nervous system, which is thought to be similar to that in our common ancestor. And so the researchers studied the genes as they develop in these embryos as they're laying down the nervous system. And really surprisingly, they found that it was, you know, really similar to the process of laying down the nervous system in vertebrates, in, you know, organisms like humans. So in fact, the molecular landscape is virtually the same in these tiny invertebrate worms and us. So the researchers think that such a complex arrangement of genes and developing nerves couldn't have been invented twice in evolution. So it must have been the same system at work in this in our primitive ancestor. So the next challenge is to figure out why we have our nerves in our back and why worms have theirs in their bellies. But hopefully this should help to explain
That's fantastic. I think all those sea worms are very much overlooked and unloved, and we should care more about them because they can tell us more about ourselves. It's fantastic.
Love your worms.
Absolutely.